Title: Layered Bass Octave Tricks Beginner, Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, let's build one of the most useful drum and bass bassline setups you can learn as a beginner, layered bass across octaves. This is the trick that gets you that rolling low-end weight and that mid-range bite at the same time, without turning your mix into a swamp. The whole idea is simple. One musical riff, three different layers, and each layer has a single job. We're going to make a bass bus group with three tracks, a clean sub, a low mid body layer, and a mid character layer that moves and evolves. And by the end, you'll have something you can drop into a real DNB arrangement, not just a sound design exercise. Let's go. First, set the context so you're not designing bass in a vacuum. Set your tempo to somewhere around 172 to 175 BPM. Now drop in a basic drum pattern. Keep it minimal. Put a kick on beat 1. Put a snare on beats 2 and 4, so it feels halftime. If you want hats, cool, but don't get lost in drums. We just need something to judge the bass against, because in drum and bass, bass decisions change the moment the drums are hitting. The groove tells you what the bass should do. Now, create three MIDI tracks. Name the first one bass sub, second one bass low mid, third one bass mid. Select all three and group them. Command or Control G. Name the group bass bus. This is a huge workflow win. It means you can glue and sidechain your entire bass system together, and automate it as one unit later. Next, we need a simple rolling MIDI idea. Make a two-bar MIDI clip. Let's choose F minor, because it's a classic DNB-friendly key, and it sits nicely for sub-frequencies. Keep the rhythm mostly 8th notes, but don't fill every slot. Leave little gaps. Those holes are the groove. If you write bass like a wall of notes, the drums won't have space, and it won't roll. For note choice, you can keep it super simple, mostly F, with ebb as that flat 7 flavor. Maybe a quick passing G into F if you want a tiny bit of motion. Here's an important coaching tip. Pick an anchor note. That's the note your ear keeps returning to, usually the root, in this case F. Put most of your octave tricks on the non-anchor notes, so the loop still feels glued together. Now we build the layers. Start with the sub. Go to bass sub and add operator. Oscillator A only. Set it to a sine wave. Turn off oscillators B, C, and D. This layer is not supposed to sound exciting in solo. It's supposed to sound correct. Set the amp envelope. Attack. Basically zero, maybe a couple milliseconds if it clicks. Decay, somewhere around 300 to 600 milliseconds, depending on how long your notes are. Sustain, you can go fully down for plucky notes or keep a little sustain if you want it to hold. Release, around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Long enough to feel smooth, short enough not to smear into the next note. Add utility and set width to 0%. Mono sub, always. Then set the gain so it's solid but not clipping. And one octave rule here. Keep the sub in a sensible register. You generally want your sub fundamental living roughly in the 40 to 80 Hz zone. If you go too low, it'll feel weak. Too high, it'll stop beating sub and start fighting your other layers. Now the low mid body layer. Go to bass low mid. Add wave eatable, or operator if you prefer, but wave eatable is easy for this. Start with a basic sawish or squarish shape. Keep unison off for now. We want tight, not wide. Turn on a low-pass filter, something like a 24 dB low-pass, and set the cutoff roughly around 200 to 400 Hz. We'll fine-tune with EQ after. Now here's the first core octave trick. Copy the exact same MIDI clip from the sub onto this low-mid track. Then transpose this low-mid up by 12 semitones, one octave up. You can do it right inside the MIDI clip by selecting all notes and shifting up 12, or you can put Ableton's pitch MIDI effect before the instrument and set it to plus 12. Now process it. Add saturator. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then add EQ8. High pass it around 80 to 100 Hz so it's not stepping on your sub. Low pass it around 300 to 500 Hz so it stays focused on body, not fizz. Then utility. Keep width pretty narrow. Around 0 to 30%. Low mids that are super wide can make your mix feel blurry. Why does this octave up body layer work so well? Because it's harmonically connected to the sub, but it's in a range that translates on smaller speakers. So even if someone's listening on a laptop, they still perceive the bass line. Now the mid character layer, the fun one. Go to bass mid and add wave eatable. Pick something a bit more aggressive. A saw or a more complex wave eatable is fine. Set the filter to low pass or band pass depending on your vibe. Band pass can give you that talking, nasal presence. Low pass can feel thicker. Now choose your octave trick strategy for this layer. Option A. Keep it in the original octave and just band limit it with EQ. Option B. transpose it up plus 12 or even plus 24 for extra presence and growl. Option C, my favorite for beginners, selective octave drops. That means most of the MID layer sits up an octave, but you drop a couple specific notes down for emphasis, like punctuation. Let's do something practical. Start by transposing the MID layer up plus 12, just to get it out of the sub's way. Then pick maybe one note per bar, especially on a strong beat, and drop only that note down 12 semitones on the MID layer. Not the sub, not the low mid, just the mid character layer. That gives you attitude and variation, without wrecking the foundation. Now process the MID chain. Add auto filter first. Set it to LP12 or BP. Add a little drive. And here's a big teacher tip. Movement doesn't have to be complicated. Automate the filter cutoff over two bars. Bar 1, slightly more closed. Bar 2, open it up a bit so it feels like it's pushing forward into the loop. Then add amp. Try a clean or heavy setting, just a touch, for bite. Then saturator or overdrive. Keep it controlled. Too much distortion makes the notes blur together. Then EQ8. High pass around 200 to 300 HC. That's important. This layer should not be providing your low end. If you need more presence, a gentle boost somewhere around 700 HC to 1.5 kHC can help. Then utility. This is where you can allow width. Try 50%, 80%, even wider if it sounds good. The low end stays mono, the character can live wider. Now, quick check. Make sure your layers have exclusive roles. Solo the sub. It should be pitch and punch only. Solo the low mid. It should be thickness and audibility, not sub rumble. Solo the mid. It should be character and movement, not low end weight. If you hear character in the sub, you probably distorted it too much. If you hear sub energy in the mid, you didn't high pass enough. Fix it with filtering first, not by stacking more distortion. Now let's glue it all on the group. Go to the bass bus group track. Add EQ8. Just tiny cleanup. If it feels muddy, try a small dip around 250 to 350 HC. Don't go crazy. Add glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for gentle glue, like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Optional. Add a saturator after that. 1 to 3 dB of drive. Soft clip on. Just to knit it together. Now sidechain, because in DNB, kick and bass need a relationship. Add a compressor on the bass bus after your glue, and turn on sidechain. Select the kick as the input. Try ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. And here's a more advanced but beginner-friendly tip. Tune the release to your bass rhythm, not the kick. If your bass line is mostly 8th notes at 174 BPM, you often want the bass to recover before the next bass hit. Adjust the release until it breathes in time with your riff. Now let's talk phase, super quick. If your bass sounds huge when you solo each layer, but smaller when all layers play together, you might have phase or comb filtering issues. A quick check. Put utility on the low mid or MID and try phase invert left or right, one at a time. You're not doing perfect phase alignment here. You're just checking whether a layer is fighting the core. If one setting suddenly feels fuller, you learn something. Also, set a simple mono boundary. Everything below about 120 HC should be mono. A quick test is to temporarily set the bass bus utility width to 0%. If your bass collapses, that means you are relying on stereo information down low. Bring the width back, but keep that width living mostly in the MID layer. Now, arrangement. Let's make this feel like a real drop. Try a 16-bar structure. Bars 1 to 4, sub and low mid only, controlled and rolling. Bars 5 to 8, bring in the mid layer with subtle filter movement. Bars 9 to 12, add variation using selective octave drops. 1 or 2 notes per bar, max. Bars 13 to 16, open the mid filter a bit more, maybe slightly more drive, just to raise intensity. Classic DNB philosophy, keep the sub pattern stable while the mid evolves. That's how you get the feeling of rolling forward without losing the floor. Here are a couple extra octave variation ideas you can try once your basic loop works. 1. The shadow octave. Duplicate the low mid MIDI clip. Delete most notes so only a few offbeat hits remain. Transpose that up an octave, and keep it quiet. It makes the bass line feel faster without adding chaos to the sub. 2. Call and response octave lanes. Bar 1. MID mostly plus 12. Bar 2. MID mostly plus 24. Sub stays identical. Instant conversation feel. 3. Octave punctuation at the phrase end. On the very last 8th note of bar 2, drop only the MID down an octave for a single hit. It feels like a fill, but the low end stays controlled. And if you want the two-note rule to keep things beginner-friendly, limit your riff to root and flat 7, like F and Eb, and use octave changes as your main variation tool. It keeps the music simple and the mix clean. Mini practice challenge to lock this in. Make your two-bar riff in F minor. Build these three layers exactly like we did. Then make two versions. Version A, low mid is plus 12, mid is plus 12. Version B, low mid stays plus 12, but mid goes plus 24. Then, in bars 7 and 8 of a longer loop, add two selective octave drops on the mid layer only, one note per bar. Bounce a quick loop and compare which version rolls harder, which one feels heavier without getting muddy. Before we wrap up, quick mistake checklist. If your sub isn't mono, fix that first. If all layers overlap the same frequency range, you'll get mod, so high pass and low pass per layer. Don't heavily distort the sub, distort mids first. If there's no side chain, the kick won't punch. And don't overdo octave changes. They're accents, not the whole story. Recap, you built a three-layer bass system. Sub, low mid body, mid character. You used octave layering to get audibility and weight without fighting the sub. You separated the layers with EQ, added controlled saturation, and sidechain to the kick. And you made it arrangement ready by evolving the mid layer while keeping the sub consistent. If you tell me what vibe you're going for, like liquid, rollers, Nero-ish, or jungle, I can suggest specific octave accent placements and a slightly different device approach to match that sub style's groove.